I shouldn't have worn this jumpsuit for the recording.
Why? You feel...
It's riding up in the crotch.
Yeah.
There's a...
Good thing I'm sitting low.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I mean, you, wait. No, bad thing I'm sitting low.
If you were sitting lower, you'd be getting a view. You can't do visual jokes. You can't you can't crane your neck on a podcast.
I did a peering glance.
There's a great... I think everyone should look this up. There's a great clip of former president Lyndon B. Johnson, or LBJ, as I've heard him called, LBJ. You know? Get it? Anyway. Saying that he wanted to have a pair of pants taken out in the inseam, like he needed them like made bigger, because it's like riding a wire fence. That's what he said.
I don't get it.
He says, the seam rides up to my bunghole.
Oh.
It's true.
But having like a barbed wire thong honestly sounds kind of cool.
I mean, it would be metal. Like it would be hardcore.
True.
Hard style.
Or like one of those Claire's spiky balls.
Oh.
You know those?
To have that for like the whole thong?
Yeah. Flares.
Wait, okay, I have a question, because I've heard this, a friend of mine was using this phrase recently. You know what it means to, they would say like do a hard style, or we're doing hard style in front of this thing.
Like to go hard mode?
No, not like
doing hard style.
So what
style?
They said hard style.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Okay, we're going to go hard style. No, what they would do is they would be like taking pictures, and they'd be like, okay, now do one hard style. And then they would like crouch and like do backwards peace signs. Which I think is like the up yours in the UK.
Like to look hard.
Yeah, but they would do it hard style.
That's because they're too scared to do a sorority squat.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, honestly, I do like it when people do the squat in the pictures.
What do you think about this? Putting my toe in the mic stand.
I'm going to cut this out.
But what do you think
about that? I edited the first episode already after now, and now I'm sensing all the pauses. Whenever I hear me or I hear you I'm like, I got to cut it.
Really? Can you cut more, like, every time I say like?
I'll cut more likes.
There was a lot.
I'll cut more. But here's what I'll never cut.
Hey.
When Jay goes, hey, I'm not cutting it.
You can't cut that.
I want it to be there.
You can't cut
that. I'm sorry. That's background noise.
Well, do you know the origin story of the hey?
I imagine it's just someone getting disturbed at some point.
No.
No one got disturbed. What?
Well, okay, someone got disturbed, but that's not why they were saying
that.
Hit me
with the story from the beginning, because people need to know why on earth you're saying such a ridiculous thing.
The reason that I say that is because I'm 10 years older than my little brother. And, you know, growing up in the dysfunction in which we grew up, advocating for yourself wasn't the easiest thing.
Sure.
And so my man's Arlo.
He
can get a name drop.
We're not naming people in the podcast.
Arlo gets a name job.
Let's do a sound.
We all know an Arlo. Who knows?
Yeah, there aren't that many Arlos.
How many Arlos are 10 years younger than me and my brother?
One.
Shit. Anywho. Okay.
We'll change it to boing.
Yeah.
We're going to make that name boing.
Listen, there's only one him in my family. Connect the dots. Okay. Yeah, but anyway.
A younger sibling.
Younger
named
sibling.
Named boing.
Who's a boy.
Who's a boy. I'm so sorry.
He's a boyo.
He's a boyo. He's like a millennial boy, which is to say he's a boyo.
He was in some ways the least disturbed and most disturbed growing up, because he was the only boy, so he was left alone. But then when he was left alone, you know, he didn't have that many thoughts.
Yeah, he got a room of his own so he could masturbate. That's what you told me.
Well, that came in later in life, yes. All three of us sharing a room so my little brother can diddle himself. You got to
separate the genders. That's why you have to separate the genders, so they can diddle themselves
in
privacy.
So boys can diddle and girls can what?
Hump.
Okay. So anyway, back to my biological family. So my little brother was very hard to advocate for himself. So I remember him having this little nervous tic that he developed where when he would ask for something, he'd be like, do you think that when we get home later, we could like play crazy eights or something?
Right.
And it was his like little like nervous, like he was asking for something.
I feel like I've seen this.
Like, baby, we could like watch a movie later or something. I don't know.
it's like saying you want to make out, lol.
It's like the child abuse version of that, you know what I'm saying?
It's curbing the request so you don't feel like you're really asking for anything.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how, do you want to play crazy eights when we get home? That's how it started. So
you want to play crazy hits?
It's like an 18-year-old bit at this point.
But now it's something else, because now you use it very differently. You'll just go, wait, we're doing a sound check? It's like, that's
just
not
the shortest word I know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Any whomst.
I don't like that people don't like the way I say Mario. It's making me want to say Mario. That's all I'm saying.
I think you should say Mario, because that's his name. He's not Italian. He's Japanese.
Hmm.
I'm cutting this.
Anyway, anytime I say Japanese, cut it. I do like, we don't have to put this in the podcast, but I do like this video I saw recently where there's a kid who's crying hysterically and the dad's like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong? And she's like, I want to be Chinese. She's just crying. It's
tough out there being a kid when you don't understand nothing.
Maybe she just wants to move to China. Maybe she's a communist.
She's sobbing.
Did he consider that? That she just is like...
A commune? No, I think yeah, she just got she a Chinese bestie.
I thought she like thought that, you know, the working class should rise or something.
Or something.
Maybe we could have communist revolution. Hey.
I don't know. It's like maybe like Adam Sandler like meets a girl and then she gets
don't
on a
do
train.
South Park, Nick, on the podcast.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like Adam Sandler.
See,
I was like.
No, see, I'm going to say that is so unusable.
Why?
We were doing a good riff where we're making a joke that we could riff on it. We could be like, maybe presidential election, we could have someone under 70. Hey.
Oh.
You know? Maybe.
So I went for the low blow.
Maybe we could have healthcare that takes care of people. Hey.
I mean, Cartman did the best. There's something we can do.
That's not the same joke. That's a different joke. I'm doing an Arlo thing. Look, I'm feeling like we should be adversarial today because we've been on good terms all day and I'm ready to end it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't know what adversarial means. So maybe you start.
Oh, it means like, it means conflicty.
Conflicty. Okay.
Like
conflicty.
You like that?
Conflicty.
I like when I say a word that isn't in the dictionary, but mm-hmm. everyone knows what it means.
That's language, baby.
It's really good. And I think that people should accept it. I think if you understand what I'm saying, that's English because I speak English. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying and you don't speak English, that's probably because I'm speaking Spanish. I don't know.
Cut it.
Gotta cut it.
Yes. Okay. Conflict.
Cut the first 15 minutes.
We're going to get into it. Conflict.
Are you mad at me this week?
I'll come up with something.
I feel like we have no content. Like, I have a lot of toxic stuff to talk about. I have a lot of bad boy behavior to mention. I just can't talk about it here.
Well, it's so bad, I actually can't bring myself to say.
Well, it's not necessarily stuff that I did. It's just some bad boy behavior going on in the space.
Oh, yeah. You would start a real whirlwind.
I couldn't retell the story. I already told Jay this story, but I feel like people need to know, and I feel like there's more to unpack, which is that on Wednesday, I was coming home from work, and a lot of times I'll see my partner, and they'll walk me home.
Oh, true.
I'll, like, get off the bus early and they'll walk me home, which is really sweet. And we share our locations on our phone, so as I was coming home I noticed that they were in the park that was like on my way. So I decide to get out of the bus a little early and go see them. I'm literally like walking up to them in the park and they're sitting on the little beach by the little pond, and I like start to get really excited to go up to them, and then I see that they're sitting next to somebody. I'm like, oh, I don't recognize that person. And then I remember that they're supposed to be hanging out with another person they're dating today, having like a quote unquote serious freaking conversation, end quote. And I had to like skedaddle. This person saw me, but we've never met before. So I, as far as I know, I got away scot-free, but I mean, I look so identifiable. I feel like if we ever meet, they're going to be like, didn't you creep up on us while we were having a serious conversation?
Here's my question. Did you pivot and turn around, or did you walk backwards?
I went like this.
No. I picture you being like,
I did. I went, for those listening on the podcast, I backed it up slowly.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Yeah, I mean, I went.
You didn't spin out.
Like, I basically went, like, imagine if someone turning around sounded like this. Okay.
Imagine. Gabe got cool suddenly.
I was like very nonchalant. Honestly, I was pretty chalant.
How did our guy respond when you told them the story?
Responded really well. They thought it was funny. I think it's a funny story.
It would have been funnier if they actually dumped that motherfucker though.
Yeah, I wish things had ended. That would have made the story a lot better.
Well, maybe the next time that they're actually breaking up could give you some warning so you could actually go interfere.
Oh yeah. I mean,
go.
You think I want to witness them breaking up?
I mean, I don't know. Be a fly on the wall to see what's going to happen when dumps your ass.
I wish I was a fly on the wall anytime that anyone was getting dumped. I want to see how it's done.
Well, here's what I'll say. Two stories, very similar to yours.
Go off.
One, picture this. I'm in 10th grade. I'm wearing black shirt, black leggings, Uggs, Ugg boots. No, I'm just kidding. I never owned Uggs.
Why did you mention the Ugg boots?
I'm just giving you a picture of who I was at the time. Okay. I'm in 10th grade.
You told me you had a black shirt and black leggings.
Okay. Picture it.
I'm picturing it.
That's kind of hot. No. Okay. To be more specific.
Do you have a Hot Topic earring on?
No. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I was wearing.
Do you go to
All
players?
You need to know, I never, look at me. I never went to class.
You look like you
never
went to
Claire's. Never even went to the mall. Do you know that I'm from the town where the first Black Friday trampoline took place? That's the mall I shopped at as a kid. So picture me wearing an outfit that was bought there.
Is that your origin story? Is that why you are the way you are? Because you got trampled?
No, the damage was done way before the trampoline. Because I think that trampoline was like a 2012.
Really?
And I was born in 1996. Jay, some put their foot. Sorry.
Jay, give me that foot. I will say something that we have in common that not a lot of people have is we have like the toes so long they look like fingers.
Finger toes.
Can you grab stuff good?
Yeah. You cut the bit where I was putting my toe in here.
Okay, I'll put it back in. I'm very dactyl with my feet. I can pick stuff up.
Do you want me to unplug your computer?
That's the audio. That's the audio. You will end the podcast if you pull on that cord with your toe.
Listen. I was in school and I shared a lunch period with my boyfriend at the time, okay? And I decided that I was going to be cool and surprise him by me going to get Chinese food for us and get a large platter of sesame chicken so we could share it during our lunch. Okay. So beautiful. Here I go. I'm like, boy, I like my favorite dish. Let's fucking go. Go to Ming Hing. Ming Hing.
Shout out.
New York.
Shout out Ming Hing.
Shout out Ming Hing.
Are they still open?
I don't probably fucking know.
That's a shame.
It's not a shame.
R.I.P. Ming Hing.
It's not a shame because the way the story goes, Ming Hing should have burned down that day. Okay. I get this chicken. I go. He was a music boy. Okay. You know? He liked music. So he was always in the music room. So I knew where to find him because this is pre-locations on phones.
Okay.
I find this guy. And there's like a little window into the door.
Oh, yeah. Like a music room. Like a practice room.
Yeah. So I go. I put my hand on knob to go in. Guess who's making out with another girl?
Ming Hing? No. No. Why did you say Ming Hing has to burn down because of this?
Because
your boyfriend cheated on you?
Because I literally was holding this sesame chicken like they mouth agape.
The chicken didn't do anything.
Yeah, but I have OCD. Do you know how long it took me to eat sesame chicken again?
Okay, that's fair.
I literally never went to Ming Hing again.
I will say I once, okay, this is some bad boy behavior that I did. So at one point I was breaking up with somebody.
Were you the girl that my boyfriend was making out with?
Yeah, I was cheating on, I love being a homewrecker. Straight up. So I was dating this guy, and when I went to break up with him, I was like, basically, he was not always taking very good care of himself. He was having a lot of financial trouble, so he wasn't always eating. And because we were going to be breaking up, because I knew that we were going to be breaking up, I was like, kind of want this guy to have a full stomach. Oh. So I'm like, I'll go get us sandwiches from his favorite sandwich place. Pick up a couple subs.
It sounded like such a good idea at the time.
I was like, this is going to be so great. It's going to make
everything
better.
It'll be like I'm not dumping him.
Because at least you get a sandwich. Basically, before he opened the sandwich, he wanted to interrogate me about why I was there and why I was acting so weird. And so I had to tell him, I'm not going to be like, eat the sandwich and then we'll talk, you know?
Honestly, I think you could have.
I wish I had.
I'll tell you when you're done eating the sandwich. I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, what would we have talked about during that whole time? How's the weather?
That's always good.
They're chewing. I'm like, ooh, it's hot out there.
Ooh.
Basically, he said then through the course of the breakup, like, that I ruined his favorite sandwich place. Mm,
that's true.
I did. I feel terrible about it. That's the same place that was going to when he got robbed.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Holy shit. When got mugged and he told me he was on his way to
this
pick up
Jay's
his sandwich.
Jay's partner, as a reminder.
He was going to pick up his sandwich. The first thing I asked him was, what'd you do with the sandwich? Because I probably could have never eaten it.
Right.
But he did say he did eat it.
He
ate it not even that too, not long after.
I would have. I mean, I would have been so distraught having that experience. I would have eaten that sandwich. If I had had a wallet, I would have gotten another one.
True. It was the last sandwich he was ever going to eat because his fucking
he's like,
had no more money.
He's like, well, that's it. I better enjoy this last meal.
Oh,
poor thing. Look, if you know anyone who got robbed, give him a pat on the back. They deserve it.
Give him on the pat of back.
But don't
pat him back because I
don't
have anything
scare
else.
Him.
Yeah, don't pinch him.
Don't sneak up on him. Don't pinch him. Don't pinch their stuff.
I was going to say, like 3 years ago, there was a person that I knew I had to break up with, but was also a bit of a depression hole.
Sure.
Partly why I was breaking up with them, to be real, you know.
Because you can't handle anybody else having problems. You want to be the center of attention.
I just need to be the more mentally ill one.
I think that's fair. I think that's the fact is, you know how off the rails you are, and you know that you need someone else on the rails to keep you there.
True.
And it's like, if you're off the rails and they're off the rails too, then like, who's on the rails? Whoa!
Who's holding the rails? If you're here, then I'm there and...
Who's driving the car?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's completely true. It's like, no one needs to see two lunatics enabling each other.
It is kind of fun sometimes.
Well, yeah,
I love interacting with like a new couple and you're like, wow, these people can't control themselves. Or like they're fighting in public.
Okay, well, I love fighting in public. But anyway... Changing it.
Don't switch it up. I'm trying to get t-shirts made.
So I had to break up with this person. Their house was so fucking messy, dude. Picture the amount of dishes in our sink. It's like three times that much.
Oh, God.
Litter box.
That's too many. I mean, we have too many dishes.
True. We're going to turn into a minimalist household. We only have one fork.
Yeah, we're going to share a fork. It's a double-sided fork that we share during meals.
If we start with double-sided fork, you know. A slippery slope.
That is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard you say. If we can get a double-ended dildo long enough that it reaches into both of our rooms, I think we could make it work.
And it also is attached to a string with a tin can on it, and we can talk through it.
Yeah, basically, we don't want a double-ended dildo. We want walkie-talkies.
I went to their house knowing it was going to go down, but I was like, I can't dump them in this pigsty. I cleaned their entire house.
You cleaned their house to break up with them?
I cleaned their entire house, get this, without a shirt on. It was very hot in there. Okay.
I bet it was. You're cleaning the house without a shirt on.
I cleaned.
I once did that for someone as an erotic request.
Okay, well, some could say, you know, this was a nonverbal need. I straight up cleaned.
They needed to see you topless.
Well, I think the topless thing was just like, I'm like, gosh, this might be the wrong messaging, but it is very hot in here.
Yeah, if it's hot, it's hot.
And I had tatas at the time, okay? So it was kind of a different performance. Yeah, I used to have those. But I cleaned the entire house. Every single dish. I cleaned the litter box. I mopped the floors. I believe I may have vacuumed.
You're a better partner to the people you break up with.
Literally. And then when it was all over, I literally did say, I don't think we should see each other anymore. And I actually, we talked again once by accident. Because we ran into each other somewhere. But it made me have a little bit of peace of mind knowing that they were at least sad in a cleaner house than a dirtier one.
Okay, but here's the thing. I mean, that's fair because I know how depressing it is to have a really unkempt home and to feel like you can't, like, you don't have a good starting point. You know, you can't, like, have a good day because you wake up in a space that's already making you sad. But at the same time, it's like, I also would feel like, damn, now I'm, like, being reminded of how good this person was and how I couldn't even hold on to them.
I'd never cleaned their stuff before, though.
Maybe they just think you're weird.
I was an exit cleaner.
It's possible that that it was just a reminder, but I guess it wouldn't last that long. I mean, you know, messy is as messy does. Messy people are messy. Like, I really wish that I could be like a really organized person. I feel like I'm quite good at getting things to a nice, like, I can organize a desktop. I can organize the drawers.
Like files? Like desktop files? Files on the desktop?
Oh. No, not computer.
Okay, I was going to say, of course you can keep your computer
organized. No. I mean, like, I have organized other people's desks. It used to be something that I did in high school when I lived at school. I was in boarding school. I don't want to tell everyone that. I'm in boarding school. I'm still there. I'm still there mentally. Okay, I'm sorry. Why am I apologizing? I feel so backed into a corner right now.
So backed.
Okay, but I used to organize people's desks. It was my little side project. And people would say, oh, Gabe, thanks for doing that. It looks really good. I know where all my stuff is now.
Yeah, but you know why it was so much easier to do it for them and not yourself?
Because I have so much cuckoo, bazonga, crazy stuff.
Exactly. It's hard to clean your room when you have 400 pairs of eyes staring straight at you.
That's not a problem for me. The eyes are not a problem psychologically. I do have a lot of toys. I will say, I used to be someone who didn't decorate my space all through high school and college. In high school, I had like two posters, and they were actually comic books that I put up in comic book frames.
No sexy girls?
No sexy girls. Mm. I didn't do any pinups. I literally like didn't put anything up. I think I had a Doctor Who poster for a little bit. I was, you know, I was still a pack rat.
What were you rat
way.
Packing?
It was a lot more private. Well, I wasn't collecting toys yet. I wasn't collecting belt buckles. I wasn't collecting pencils, which are like my three big things.
And you said that I was stuck in my childhood, which is great.
What? It's childish to like pencils?
What? Yeah, I'm collecting matches and you're collecting pencils.
You're collecting matchbooks. That's very adult.
Yeah, I know. I'm different now.
You've changed. I don't know why you collect matchbooks. It literally makes no sense. They're so useless. It's not even a good kind of matches.
Today I started. I only started today.
I know, but like if I'm going to collect matches, I'm going to collect the ones that are like a box. That
Some
have
of
like
them
a drawer
are boxes.
In them.
Some of the ones I have are boxes.
But the collection that you started was with the books and the booklets. Those matches are awful.
But you don't use
them. How do people use those matches?
You don't use them. That's why they're still in circulation 30 years later. No one wanted to fucking use that.
Yeah. As soon as a different match was invented, they changed it. You know, this is something that blew my mind, despite the fact that it makes perfect sense. Matches were invented after lighters. Lighters were invented first. It seems like the natural evolution would be the other way.
Well, why is that though?
Because it's easier to have like a reservoir of oil and a wick and a igniter than it is to deposit small amounts of chemical compounds on the end of a stick.
Hmm. It does seem like it would have come first. But I actually remember watching that
Flintstones when they had the matches.
How It's Made video.
Oh, yeah. You watch the How It's Made? You're making noise with the door behind you? Oh, man. This one's going on the cutting room floor. This whole thing's a mess.
I know. What's happening?
I mean, maybe we'll save it. But
we're tired.
I'm tired, man. Well, we used up all our good shit.
We have to stop hanging out.
We have to stop hanging out. And you were complaining about how little I was hanging out with you, but really, I was just trying to do the podcast better. I was trying to make a better podcast. And you were like, oh, Gabe, you never hang out with me. I only ever see you when you're on the way in or on the way out.
That's true.
You said that to me. And I felt like the cloying energy of you. You're so needy, Jay.
I wasn't even trying to say you don't hang out with me. I was trying to comment on the fact that I become more aware of how sedentary I am because the only thing that's like indicating that time is passing is you coming and going. I wasn't even trying to say like, you never even hang out with me. I didn't say that at all. I literally just said like, this bitch always doing something.
Well, I was on an In-N-Out. I was doing spree. A bit of the old In-N-Out. I was doing some In-N-Out. No, I was in and out of the house. Get your mind out of the gutter. I did do that. I did go a lot of In-N-Out. But frankly, I think also it makes you feel better when I'm at home because I'm so sedentary at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sit down for hours that you're like, oh,
I've done a lot.
Yeah, exactly. By contrast, you've done so much.
I know.
Makes life seem a little bit more interesting. I can tell you the other story. I think I told you this one too, but I'll tell you again.
What's the other story?
That I took on a little date to a place where it was a surprise. So I surprised this little date that got so excited.
Oh, yeah.
And I took them to a place where you get ice cream, but you get served the ice cream by puppets. And so there's this bear that's taking our orders and making conversation with us at the ice cream parlor through the little window. And when you get to the part where you have to pay, because it's not free ice cream, you have to put your card right in the bear's mouth. And they they go in the back for a second and then they come back and they're like, we're processing that for you. And then, so we had given it to this bear and the bear was like, all right, well, I'll get those ice creams out for you. And then a second smaller puppet that looked like, I don't know, a cricket or something. It looked administrative. It was an administrative kind of animal. It came out and it was like,
so your card has insufficient funds.
Which is like, you don't want the puppet to have to tell you you're broke.
Do you think that they started out the day being like, okay, bear, you're going to be the nice guy, but we should probably have this cricket on deck in case there's a fucking broke motherfucker who's trying to buy some shit from us?
Seriously.
Like, do you think that role was already cut out or they had to invent that because of that?
Okay, here's do you want me to be legitimate? Yeah. Like, back, I think, because I can't be funny when I'm thinking about the logistics of this puppet show ice cream parlor. I just think that there's two people right behind the screen, and basically one of them would pass the card to the other to process it because they have to work on talking to the predominantly children that are frequenting this establishment. And they would hand the card away, but because they don't want to be talking too much behind the curtain in a way that would break the illusion, they have the person running the card also have a secondary puppet so they can communicate things directly to the patron, the child sometimes, probably more likely to talk to the adult if they're only the process payment monster.
You got no money. Sorry, bitch, you're broke.
Cricket.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's kind of a sick way to find out you're broke. Otherwise, I just get a fucking push notification that says you've been overdraft $22.50 like 3 times a week.
It used to happen to me a lot in high school that I just wouldn't be paying attention to how much I was spending. I'd be at Target. I'd be buying Fruit Loops. And then it would say, like, year decline.
Yeah.
That's why I would stop going shopping with people for a very long time.
You're cut off.
Well, I was getting a little allowance back then. It's just a little allowance. I had no job.
It's called a credit card, baby.
I didn't
Why
have
would
that.
You want? Pay for it later.
Exactly. And you will pay.
Oh, yeah.
I got my first credit card not until I was 22.
Really? What'd you wait for?
I don't know. I don't like spending money I don't have.
I love spending money I don't have.
I mean, now I feel like I've taken on my second major debt in my life now. Because I had my student loans and now I freaking bought a freaking house with your freaking boy freaking friend.
True. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't buy a house.
No, you
boyfriend.
Wouldn't have done it. I'm on the mortgage. You have 1% of the house. You're not even on the mortgage.
No. And I, you're for a good reason too.
Because you got no money.
And I don't want to be tied down like that.
You're basically married to the guy. Just basically. And I'm financially tied to this man. I'm going to be a landlord with in 30 years.
No, you're financially married.
Why am I more committed to your boyfriend than you?
I know. I'm all saying is that I don't know, but I wouldn't do it personally.
The reason I'm on the mortgage, 100%. The number one reason I'm on the mortgage. Because we got a freaking grant from the city telling us that they wanted first-time home buyers, and your buddy already bought a freaking condo.
Yeah, that's my boy.
That's my boy, condo boy.
Yeah, you know, I didn't grow up rich, so it's nice to date one. See how the other half lives.
Yeah, it's nice to know what rich people are up to.
It's 4:47.
What's wrong with us?
What's wrong? We got nothing to say.
I don't even know how long we've done. It says we've done 14,000 seconds. 1,400 seconds.
What's that divided by 60?
I don't know. I don't do math. I'm the tech guy. I'm the microphone guy.
Well, yeah, you're the tech guy, and I just have to fuck people for their equipment.
Yeah, seriously. Everything that we produced this podcast on was paid for, bought and paid for by Jay's lovers.
Past and present.
R.I.P.
I traded an organ. Organ
I
piano.
Traded my left tit for this freaking piano.
Are tits organs? Because I'm two organs short.
Wait, I don't actually think they're organs.
No, they're not.
Is a gland,
well, the skin's an organ.
Is a gland an organ?
No. Is okay. A gland an organ?
I think so.
I traded a organ piano for this interface right here.
Is that a good deal?
This is definitely worth more, but the other one was way cooler.
That's weird because it feels cheap in the hand.
I've never Googled how much it's worth, but...
It feels cheap in the hand.
Cheap in the hand.
The plastic. Listen to this. How
doing some of
that
now?
No, don't do that.
Why?
What? Because they don't even know what you're tapping
on. Well, I bought this for $90.
That's a glass table.
And I bought this for $1.
That's
and a and this is a bill.
Stop. Give us a text, Jay.
I've been relatively normal this week, if I was being honest. Let me see.
I didn't bring my phone, so I can't help you. Oh, I should be able to vamp, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
I should
you
be
should.
Able to what, fill time.
You're the
I know, I'm supposed to be a comedian.
Mic, my
I'm a real I honestly, my biggest fear as a comedian right now is doing improvisation, and I want to. I want to be able to be like, what do you do for a living? What how do you smell when you go to bed?
How do you
Is that
smell
crowd work?
When you go to,
it do you it's, do it's, you miss your mother ever? See, I get too personal with it. That's not good crowd work.
I don't have anything. I don't know. I just really didn't have a toxic week. I was really busy. It's really hard to be toxic when you're busy.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough hours in the day.
You can't be messy. You can't be messy. You got to be organized. The problem with Jay, it's not the problem with Jay, but a problem. The reason that Jay can't be as messy as they should be naturally is that they're actually a good person with business acumen. Hmm. It makes them a lot less funny.
Yeah. I am at odds with myself pretty often.
Because that's what I mean. You're trapped in your childhood in some ways, and then in other ways, you're more mature than anyone I've ever met.
I'm like fully autonomous and like pretty independent, very self-driven. So like in those ways, very adult.
Mm-hmm.
But like I want to watch Family Guy, and I don't want my mom to find out. So what is that?
I'm kind of the opposite. I appear very intellectual, but I'm actually a child.
I'm actually very lazy.
Accurate. When people meet me, like, and you've picked
they think
up on this before.
The thing is that they think you're way smarter than me. People on the street would, or people that even know us, probably would say that I'm a stupid piece of shit.
What?
And you're pretty smart.
I hope that our friends wouldn't call you a stupid piece of shit.
I don't think there's one person in this world that would refer to me as smart, which is a shame.
What about wise?
Wise.
I think people would call you wise.
Hmm.
I feel like I've heard people call you
loophole.
Wise.
Loophole.
Oh, I thought you said loophole. It's a loophole. It's not. When you're wise, you're not really smart.
Wise, but not smart.
Wise is what they call someone who's stupid
street
that
smart.
They like.
Street wise. Street smart.
You realize my joke was totally unable to be heard because you were... I'm going to cut your mic down so that they can hear my joke.
Am I on the left or the right?
And put your mic after. What are we talking about?
How this is a flop.
Oh, wait. You were talking about when people first meet me and they think I'm smart. Tell me more about how people think I'm smart.
Oh, my God. Well, you try to be smart. I try to be stupid. So we're both winning in our own eyes.
Well, I like to be informed. I like to know facts, but then I don't remember things that I've done. Okay, wait. This is a toxic story that I haven't told you yet. But basically, a friend told me that we... This happened months ago, but they just reminded me. And this just goes to show, I just don't remember the things that I do. I could remember that stupid fact about matches and lighters, but I can't remember this, which is way more important. Basically, I was at a big party thrown by a mutual friend of ours, and it was a potluck. So people were bringing, I think it was like a Friendsgiving type of situation where, you know, lots of people were getting together. Many of them had met each other. Some of them hadn't. My friend was making an impression, was trying to make a first impression on another person that I hadn't met, that either of us had met, but they were sort of more interconnected with them. Like maybe they worked at the same place, but it never hung out or whatever. And my friend ate a piece of like, it's like a chocolate ball or something. Someone had made like chocolate balls.
It's true.
Is that
like
food?
A truffle?
It was like a truffle. It was like a brownie.
Linden chocolate.
No, it was like baked.
Okay.
Good.
Baked chocolate ball.
Baked chocolate
I'm
ball.
I'm hearing chocolate ball.
It was a chocolate ball. It was round. If you threw it, it would squash. But if you rolled it, it would roll.
That's a ball.
It was a ball. And my friend ate the ball and they say, I don't like this. They say, I don't like this. And then the person, the third person comes up and is like, hey, do y'all like the chocolate balls? And I say, hated it. And it's like that person's girlfriend had made them or whatever.
Yeah.
Why did I say that? Why was I so brutally honest? I know I'm in mixed company. I know that not everyone's going to accept my brutal honesty as being okay. And they were like, my friend tried to salvage the situation. And they say like, you know, I'm just not too into sweets. And the other person's like, yeah, I'm not into sweets either, but I did really like those. Just not taking it. not taking it lightly at all.
Wait.
Their so they had come with the chocolate balls that their girlfriend made.
I remember this.
You knew about it at the time?
Wasn't it at the house?
No.
Oh, maybe another rude thing you said somewhere else. Oh, okay. I didn't go.
No, you didn't go. You weren't there. I mean, I say a lot of unhinged stuff. I'm trying to cut back on the weird out-of-pocket unhinged stuff I say at parties. Some people like me, but the people that don't really let me know. They tell me. And that's, that's their right.
Sometimes a bitch gets too comfortable.
I just want to say, I've never told anyone that I don't like them. It's really? Probably, I don't think it's a great quality of mine. I think I probably should have.
I'm
a very respectful listener, even to the people that I really dislike.
I will say, the reason that you and I live together in some way is I lived in this house for 3 years that I really did like, and I didn't have a reason to move out of it, except for the fact that the person who moved in was a psychopath. I could only take it for so long. There was definitely a moment in time where I was at my wit's end and then some, to the point where I was like, I'm going to sleep in a basement for the rest of my life and work at a Benihana. Like, I was like, I need to get out of here tonight. I'm going to work at Benihana tomorrow and I'm going to sleep in this basement for the rest of my fucking life.
Wow.
I was so done, mostly because she wouldn't take my pizza out of the oven and she told me how to use a cutting board. But you know what? That's neither here nor there. It was annoying to me.
What does this have to do with us meeting?
Well, because...
I'm sorry. Does this story have anything to do with me?
It does. Yeah, it does. I'm sorry. When do I get involved? Maybe 25 seconds if you shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I couldn't take it anymore. I found the spot we used to live in together. And I said, the house we used to live in.
Yeah, our spot.
And once I found the spot, I told my other roommate who I did like, hey, I'm moving out on this date. I'm going to let know. And that's going to be that. And so I told her, I said, hey, all moving out on the blank. Hope you can find someone to replace me.
On the blank. That I would have said on such and so a date. That's what how I would have.
Yeah.
That's how I would have yada yada'd that situation.
Yada yada.
I wouldn't have said
I'm
on
leaving.
The blank. Because it's you
on
could
the
be,
fifth.
I'm moving out. Yeah, but you could. Yeah, that would have been good too. But you said
on the blank.
I'm on the blank. I know what it replaces. I'm just saying. I realize it's probably pretty obvious to most people listening. I was sitting there like, on the table? Are you talking about on the lamb? On the wagon?
Yeah. It could be something that starts with the. Well, listen.
The island?
I simply told them, I'm outie. And that night, girlie came into my room and she tried to level with me. And she sat down next to me, getting my level. And she said, I feel so bad. Like I've pushed you out of your own house because we didn't get along. And I looked her in the face and I said, that is exactly what happened, and that is why I'm leaving. And she started crying, and I knew it was because, this makes me sound like a shitty person, but it's actually just an honest person. I knew she wanted me to reassure her that I was moving for whatever other reason, but I literally did look her stone cold, and I said, you are the reason I'm moving out, bitch. And sometimes
you didn't say bitch.
I didn't say bitch.
You were nicer than that.
I just said that is exactly what's happening.
I mean, I think at that point I might have been honest with someone if I was in that situation. I don't know.
I already had my out.
I haven't been in that situation.
I wouldn't have been. I wasn't honest when I
when you
was
still thought you were
going
to live there. Yeah,
for the home. But I was honest once I got it. So all I want to say is sometimes you got to be honest.
I think honesty really can take you a long way, and I think that I want to get better at being. It would be nice if I could be clear about when I don't like people, but I will say I can be judgmental. Like, there are some people who I dislike for no reason when I first meet them.
Yeah.
And every time I see them, I'm like feeling dread. I like don't want to see them. I don't want to have fun. I'm not having a good time around them. And then as soon as someone that I trust tells me like, oh no, they're really great, I'll let it all go. I'll give them a second chance. And most of the time it works out great. I mean, you know, obviously there are people that I have a bad feeling about and I'm right, but I think
it's that easy to change your mind, huh?
I mean, I'm very swayable. I'm super gullible. I used to be an anti-feminist in high school. I used to watch the anti-feminist videos, and I was like, these internet skeptics are right.
I definitely had a phase with that too.
I mean, you and I are still, we're not edgelords because we're not trying to be edge, but we don't toe the party line.
Sure.
Jay doesn't subscribe to the woke agenda.
I don't vote, folks.
That
I'm just kidding.
Jay,
I do
only
vote
because they're pressured to by their boyfriend.
My
that
partner
is the
said
only
that
reason
he will
that
break
Jay
up
votes.
With me if I don't get vaccinated. He will break up with me if I don't vote. It's the only reason I did these things, folks, and it doesn't matter because I did them.
Now, I do vote, and I think that other people should vote too, but that is mostly because it is the poll that matters more than any other poll, right? I realize that that's a very silly thing, but it's like, for example, like Trump winning made other people feel like they could win, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are like, oh, I can run one like this, right? And it's like, if he had lost, there wouldn't be a bunch of copycats, right? And I was like, obviously, you can't necessarily change those elections. He literally lost the popular vote. But it's like, you know, put your name down. Speak your truth. Even if you're going to go out there and put Jill Stein, you know, I respect you. I think you're stupid, but I respect you. I respect you definitely more than Jay, votes because they feel pressured.
But if someone told Gabe, hey, Jill Stein's not too bad, you know, maybe he'd vote.
Oh, no. Jill Stein's not too bad. Jill Stein's great.
It's an interesting, like, thing to actually look at. Because if your partner says to you, like, unless you do blank, I'm going to break up with you. My boys would be, if you don't get vaccinated and vote, I'll break up with you.
Yeah.
But mine would be like, if you don't go make $3,000 a week.
If you don't buy me another goddamn MacBook.
If you don't buy me a 200-gallon turtle for my tank, then...
Tank for your turtle. You can't handle a turtle that big. Think about the tank.
True.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone?
My ultimatum?
If you don't do this, I will break up with you.
If you don't let me fuck other people.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. If you don't over-explain everything... If you're not okay with me saying something, realizing it was the wrong thing to say, and then trying to explain it for like 20 more minutes, we're done.
If you're good at zoning out, hanging out with Gabe is really fun.
You're saying people don't pay attention to me?
If you're good at staring straight ahead and blinking every 10 seconds and that's nodding maybe sometimes.
I'm a great fucking listener. People love me for my listening skills.
What's the last time you listened to me?
Why do you think I have so many introverted friends? I've never listened to you because you got nothing good to say.
When's the last time you really sat with me and listened to me?
I think I'm a good listener for you. Okay, tell me, am I a bad listener to you? Be honest.
I don't think you're a bad listener, but when I'm talking, I'm not sure if you want me to keep going.
Okay. Wait. There's two things going on, because there are times when I'm a bad listener. If I'm like playing a game and you're like, can you hang on the trash? I'm like, what? And you're like, can you hang on the trash? I'm like, huh? And then you're like, can you take out the trash? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I just wasn't paying attention. I might have not even known you said anything. But if you're telling me your emotional truth, I'm there and I want to be there. I want it.
He's there as long as you look him in the face and say, hello, I'm about to tell you something. Can you listen?
Oh my God. It's true. I mean, at least I'm not my brother. My brother, he'll be working on something, right? Let's say he's writing a card. No, even something less than that. He's doing a Sudoku, right? And you say, hey, Judah. We're using my brother's name now that we use your brother's name.
It's Arlo and Judah hour.
It's Arlo and Judah. I say, hey, Judah, nothing. I get nothing from the boy. I say, Judah, nothing. You got to shake this guy. And even then, he tries to push you away. He doesn't want to break his concentration. He likes his concentration.
That's interesting about him.
It is interesting, right? And he's like, I think I might have ADHD. TikTok gave him ADHD.
Really?
And
he used to be like that.
That's what he says.
He said TikTok gave me ADHD.
I am going to censor his name now that I said that. He says, TikTok gave me ADHD. He says, I think TikTok is telling me that I might have ADHD because it's giving me all this ADHD content. I'm like, I think you're just watching it.
True. If that's true, then I have an eating disorder and I'm also 15 years old and had a baby. Because that's all the reels on my fucking phone. Which is crazy because I have a gardening company and I'm using that. And that's still the content that I'm getting.
Yeah, you should have.
It's like weight loss, EDs.
That's weird because I am also getting ads for Grandpa's Weeder. Have you gotten ads for Grandpa's Weeder?
What's that?
It's a weeder.
Oh, this is Grandpa's Wiener. I'm also getting ad for Grandpa's Wiener.
Have you tried Grandpa's Wiener? It ain't as wrinkly as you think it might be. I'm sorry for saying that. I really do apologize. Okay.
They can't all be winners, folks.
They can't. Do we need to have like a sign-off or something?
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's really stupid. All right. We'll talk to y'all later. Thanks so much for listening.